number of years ago, a pastor friend of mine told me a story that he and another guy were walking in the woods along a trail when they came across two wild dogs that were growling and menacing them and probably threatening to attack. And he took the walking stick that he had with him and he wrapped the lead dog, the first dog, on the snout with the stick. Now, rather than lunging in attack response, the dog turned on the other dog. And as those two dogs wrestled and ripped and tore at each other, the two gentlemen stepped by and kept on moving down the trail. Now, whether this really happened or it's another one of those pastor tales or not, I don't know. But the principle is this. When we are hurt, when we feel vulnerable, when we feel overpowered, we will turn and lash out on the safest and closest one to us. The first dog, after being struck, knew it could no longer attack and instead lashed out on its other member of its pack. The safest and closest. Now, what do I mean by safest and closest? When I say safest, we lash out at the person that we know can handle our anger. We lash out at the person who knows will not leave us, even if we lash out at them or attack them, because they love us and want to be with us. These are also the same people that we are the closest to. When we're hurt, when we're frustrated, our tendency is to lash out at the person we love the most, who we feel the safest with, who we feel the closest to, that we know will remain loyal to us no matter what. The irony here is the people that we are safest and closest with are the people we can hurt the most, because we know them the best. And we know exactly how to lash out and what vulnerable spot to poke at, what wound to jump on. We know exactly what to say in our anger and in our hurt to do the most damage. But we're not angry with them, and we're not hurt by them, and we're not frustrated by them. But our anger and our hurt and our pain has to go somewhere. And when we're thwarted and we're whatever it is we are angry with, whatever it is we are threatened by, whatever it is that makes us feel vulnerable, when we realize we no longer can do anything about that source of pain and frustration, then we turn to where we can lash out and lash out with the most effect and power, where we can do absolutely the most damage, unfortunately. And typically, I'm not talking about violence necessarily. I'm talking about hurtful words. I'm talking about knowing exactly what to say and coming home and knowing that you were frustrated with something else. But on some level, this frustration that is building has to go somewhere else. And the wrong person steps into the wrong spot at the wrong time, and they catch the brunt of the anger and the hurt and the pain that you cannot display where it belongs. And you turn on the one that is closest and safest and nearest and most vulnerable with you, because they know you and they trust you. You know, James has a few things to say about the power of our words and when we lash out and what we say and how we say it. This is James chapter 3. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. If we put bits into the mouths of horses and make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at ships. Though they are large It takes, and though that it's so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder. Wherever the will of the pilot directs, so also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world, as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird and reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species, but no one can tame the tongue. A restless evil full of deadly poison. With it will bless the Lord and Father, and with it we will also curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing, my brothers and sisters. This ought not be so. Our tongues have incredible power for good. But they also have incredible power to lash out and hurt the one that is safest and closest, especially when we are hurting and vulnerable about something and frustrated, and that energy has to go somewhere. We take apart the one next to us who is walking with us in the middle of that hurt and pain and frustration. We use the same tongue to bless God and curse others, to hurt others. And I echo what James says, that ought not be so. How can we unload our pain and frustration without hurting those closest to us? We have to be self-aware. We have to know where the pain is coming from. We have to know why we're hurting so bad. And not literally kick the dog because it's in the room. The dog didn't hurt you. Whatever's hurting you, hurt you. And that has to be honored and addressed and dealt with in a way that does not destroy those of us around us that are our safest and closest. God, I pray that we would use the small part of our body called a tongue to praise you, to bless you, to bless others with the love you've displayed in our life. And I pray that as we speak, what we say would honor you beyond else. God, help us to know where the source of pain is coming from. Help us to know how to address it in a way that honors you. Help us to deal with it in a way that honors you and doesn't destroy those around us. In Christ's name, amen. Hey, this is Pastor Charlie. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Connection Podcast. I truly hope you will join us for worship this Sunday at 11 a.m. Our building is located at the corner of Washington and Lampkin Street in Starkville, just down the street from the main building. We'd love to see you in person, but we also have online options on YouTube and the Facebook page. You can find the links in our show notes for quick and easy access to those broadcasts. We'll be back next week with an episode of the devotional, but until then, remember, best of all, God is with us. Thanks for listening.